Yeah, I started off as an animator and then I became animation director on it. It lasted a long time. We did Danger Mouse for quite a few years because we just got series after series because people liked it.
I mean, I don't think it's going too far to say that Danger Mouse changed kids' TV. It was irreverent, it was cheeky, it was smart, and it didn't talk down to kids. Did you guys want to shake things up a bit when you were making the programme?
Well, I think a lot of it was unconscious. I mean, we were all young and we were all a bit irreverent. And Thames Television, we were in London and we were in Manchester, so we were left to our own devices. And I think Brian Cosgrove and Mark Hall, went to town. They just pushed it.
Jean, were you aware that John Squire and Bernard Sumner worked there?
Oh, yes. especially Bernard. When I first joined Cosgrove Hall, we were on a little show called Jamie and the Magic Torch, which was the very first show.
I'm going to say I've been actually singing the theme tune to one of our live guests here this evening. I'll refrain from doing it on air, though.
And Bernard was the paint and trace department. It was his job to paint all the cells. But it was in the summer of 76, a really, really hot summer. And Bernard had forgotten to put this medium in the paint, which made it flexible. So, of course, it all cracked off the cells. So half the summer we were there with lolly sticks, getting all the paint off the cells so we could repaint them again. So he wasn't great. He's a much better musician than he was a paint trace artist.
I just have this beautiful image of just Bernard, get back to work, stop thinking about that band. You know, you've got stuff to draw today.
Yeah. Well, he made his own guitar and then, you know, he started with Walsall at first with his, you know, Hooky was in it. Bernard Hook. Peter Hook, that's right. We only knew him as Hooky. And some of his local friends. And then they became Joy Division and he changed his name to Bernard Albrecht. And then, of course, eventually New Order, which was after he'd left Cosgrove Hall. But we all remember getting in one of the rooms to watch him on telly the first time they were on Granada Reports or something like that. You know?
Did you feel a secret pride at watching the Bernard Sumner on television?
Yeah,
then?
We thought they were rubbish.